Welcome to VibesWorkshop.com. We are checking out our new TOTM tune of the month, and it's Autumn Leaves. And hopefully you've checked out. I did a post where I put a bunch of videos up, and I'm hoping that people will put up their favorite versions of the tune, and we'll build a nice library of Autumn Leaves tunes. The great thing about this tune is that, like, if you study this tune, you've studied every standard. You know, a lot of times I say, well, if you studied this tune, you've studied, you know, basically it's has a lot of similarities and you're studying like 10 other tunes. Well, with Autumn Leaves, you're just about studying every tune or part of every tune, because a lot of the, if we're talking about the standard jazz repertoire, they all have 2-5s in them. And this is a study in a major 2-5. Goes to major. Goes to minor. And that's what's really great about the tune is the A section goes major, 2-5-1 to major, 2-5-1 to minor. Does it again. Now 2-5-1 to minor, starting the bridge. Now 2-5-1 to major. 2-5-1 to minor. And now look at this. Think of this as sort of a 3-6-2-5, because the tune, think of this as G minor, F sharp or C, F minor, B flat, and it goes to E flat. So there's a three, kind of a 3-6-2-5, and then it goes, and that's the, it goes E flat, then it goes D7, and we're back to G minor. Okay, so let me play that again for you. I know the real book has it in the key of E minor, G major, but you know what? Nobody ever plays it in that key, and it would be great. We should talk about it in the key of B flat to get started. And then later on, we can tap into those keys. But if you get on a jam session and play, especially with if there's a couple pros playing, they're going to call it in B flat major. You probably should learn it in both keys, because depending on, you know, who you're playing with or what, if somebody's reading it out of the real book and they're calling the tune, you know. But most of the guys I play with, we always play it in G minor or B flat major. But so check the harmony out. It's either going to be 2-5-1 to major or 2-5-1 to minor. And the only other thing that happens is 3-6-2-5. I'll show you when that happens. And that leads to the 4 chord. And then we go back to G minor. Okay, so check this out. 2-5-1 to major, right? 4 chord, 2-5-1 to minor. 2-5-1 to major. 2-5-1 to minor. 2-5-1 to minor. 2-5-1 to major. 2-5-1 to minor. 3-6-2-5. Fake one, and then back to G minor. See what happened there at the end? It goes G minor, C, F minor, B flat, and E flat, which is the 4 chord of the major key that we're in. If we think of B flat major or G minor, it does that, and it goes down a half step to D7 and goes to G major. Okay, so listen and see if you can follow along, and you know, understand that and be able to follow along and realize that, because you know what, when you get that together, you can play this tune in any key, right? If I make my first chord, G minor, okay? And if you want to know what key, what minor key you're in, the first note you hit, that will tell you the minor key it's in. So my first note here is a D, so I'm the key of D minor, but it always starts a fourth up. So my first chord is G minor. So if I play this tune and I just go 2-5-1 to major, G, F to B flat, 2-5-1 to minor, E, A, D, D minor, G minor, going to the major, goes up a fourth, 2-5-1 to the minor. 2-5-1 to minor now. 2-5-1 to major. 2-5-1 to minor. Becomes a 3-6-2-5. Play that chord, go down a half step, go back home to D minor. So the formula, you know, you can try to memorize the chords and all this, but if the way I memorize it is I think 2-5-1 major, 2-5-1 minor. That's the A section. The bridge is 2-5-1 minor, 2-5-1 major, and then we go back to 2-5-1 minor, and then it becomes a 3-6-2-5, and then I'm just, when I hit that next chord, when it resolves to the one chord, 3-6-2-5-1, I just go down a half step, play a dominant chord, and it takes me back. And if you can get that system down, I mean, it's easy to play in any key. And after you get that system down and play it in a bunch of keys, the tune's simple because you don't even think about it anymore. Okay? But so now see if you can follow along. And I'm just gonna play through the changes for you to hear. And just mark in your mind, you know, whether it's major or going 2-5-1 to major or 2-5-1 to minor. You might have to study the tune a little bit first to do it. 2-1. Okay, so you can check that out. The other thing you can check out is the melody, which if I remember correctly, is sort of like, so all that's in major, and the very end is in, it's a melodic minor, right? So most of the A section is in B flat major, as far as the notes go. Very end gets to like a G minor, melodic minor. So you'll notice that with the melody, you should start playing around with the melody. Let's see what the bridge does. So it was kind of around G harmonic minor, sort of, right? And then that's all in around B flat major. So in other words, there's no, in a sense, there's no notes that are outside of the key. If you take into consideration two parts, and that is that there's going to be just a couple little sections where it revolves around G minor, melodic minor or harmonic minor, and the rest of it's going to be in B flat major. And once you know that, you should be able to start on any note and play the tune. You know, if I start on a C, that means I'm in C minor, first note, but my first chord is going to be F minor, right? So F, but the melody is going to be all kind of in E flat major. And then it's going to start heading towards C minor, right? C minor melodic. See how that works? So you can start fiddling around, sit at the piano, just start fiddling around with it and understanding globally, like in a big way, how this tune works. Listen to versions of it. You know, and we want to do all this so that things come to us. You know, if you listen to a whole bunch of versions, if you play something and it reminds you of something you heard, I mean, you're going to be inspired and you're going to be, oh, what's that? Oh, man, I heard that over here. Oh, that's this. You know, because there's a lot of substitutions and things that guys put on it. Like when guys are soloing, sometimes somebody will play, like the original change would be C minor, F, B flat, E flat, A, D, G. Now look how simple that is, right? Starting in C minor, F, B flat, E flat, A flat, D, G. Just cycle of force. But around the key, C, F, B flat, E flat, and then A natural, D, G, okay? That's all around kind of a B flat major scale, those bass notes, right? So whatever key you're in, if I went, same progression, different key. Okay, so this tune is really simple to digest and think of as a whole. So start playing around with the melody, start playing around with the chords, and start fiddling and putting it in different keys and just having some fun with it. Oh, I was going to show you this one. Think of this, if you want to stop, you can stop now if you don't want to get too confused. But what guys do sometimes, if you know the changes to this tune, when you're playing it, guys will go C to F, and they'll go B flat, B minor 7, E, B flat minor 7, E flat 7, and then they go A half diminished, D, G. So you'll be soloing and you'll hear that. And here, if I play it the normal way, listen to the sound. Now watch this. Different sound. So, and if you're kind of advanced with all this, learn those substitutions, because when you're playing them on a gig, all of a sudden someone's going to throw something underneath you and be like, "What was that? Oh yeah, I know what that was." Okay, so let's just start playing around with the tune. Spend a little time each day. Just start to learn it. Learn the melody. Learn the chords, so that we can do things. If you don't have this stuff memorized, it's really hard to do things and be creative with it and use it as something to study, to make up etudes. You know, I mean, it's a great tune for all, I call it the fake Bach stuff, right? If I go, you can just really play around and get inside the changes. Okay, I hope that was helpful. So get into it, and then we'll start taking a little autumn leaves journey, okay?